Our second speaker is going to be Geraldine Cambron from our national campus here in, not our national campus, from chiropractic's campus at National in Chicago here. She's from the Department of Research, and she has a DC and PhD, and she'll be speaking about intern experiences within a chiropractic clinical trial. So.
I have to turn on my own stopwatch, or I'll speak all day about this. I'm excited to be here, and I think that there's going to be some similarities to Barbara's talk because we tried to pull interns, our students, into a new experience as well. But first, I'd just like to acknowledge my co-investigators, Jen Dexheimer, Manny Duart, and Kaylee Burns. A mandatory presenter disclosure, I have no relationships that are commercial affiliations to disclose. So National has been all about evidence-based practice for quite some time, and even when I was a student back in the 80s, the research department had students involved in all clinical studies because the belief was that by involving students in clinical research, they get a better understanding of what it really takes to do this, and that would then hopefully translate when they're in practice into evidence-based practice where they will then utilize more of the research information. And so in this presentation, I want to just go through ways to involve interns in clinical research, some of the benefits, as well as some of the barriers that we found. So we had a clinical trial running, and the study was looking at shoe orthotics for back pain versus shoe orthotics plus chiropractic for back pain versus a waitlist group for back pain. And initially we had invited all of the chiropractic clinicians in our Lombard clinic to be our clinicians within the clinical trial. We wanted experienced clinicians, people who were familiar with back pain, who were familiar with shoe orthotics and how to administer those. And the first semester that this study started, we had five DC clinicians involved in the study, and they chose which interns that they wanted to have participating in the trial as their assistants. After the first semester, the clinicians said, you know what, it would be a lot better if we involve all of the interns in the clinical trial. It's something we had never done. We were very nervous about it. We weren't sure how it would go. So we said, you know what, sure, we'll train all of the interns. Oh my gosh. And so we said, sure. And we even had some ND interns, naturopathic medicine, that volunteered. And so during the second semester of this trial, we had all of the DC interns trained and some of the ND students also trained. And then after that, for three semesters in a row, at the end of the trimester, we actually sent out a SurveyMonkey survey to get the students' impressions of how did they think that this went and what was their experience and what did they like or not like it within the trial. This is where the students were involved. Taking a step back from this, of course, the research department and research staff did all of the phone screening and informed consent and outcome measures, but the interns were then involved doing baseline visits, foot assessments, fitting the orthotics, assisting with treatment visits. The students did not do any of the actual adjustments, but they did take the histories of the patients and also do some of the assessments. They could do hot and cold packs. So they got involved with the treatments, and then they watched their clinician do the actual manipulation. They also, when the patients were kind of moving through the clinical trial, they would assess the orthotic fit and make sure that there weren't any complications or problems like that. And so we tried to involve the interns in as many places as we possibly could. We had 35 students complete the survey for us. Approximately half were female. The majority of them, of course, were young, 18 to 29. All of the students that filled out our survey were DC interns, so we didn't have any ND interns. We did ask them which trimester they were in. At our school, students start in the clinic in eighth semester out of 10. We had three students in eighth, 13 in ninth, and 18 in 10th trimester that filled out the survey, and one didn't answer. So just to give you an idea of how much the students were doing, for the baseline exam, we asked them, how many baseline exams have you done? And so we had a range out of the 45 students, 2 to 5 baseline exams with an average of 7. How many orthotics have you fitted? Again, we had a range of 0 to 15 with an average of 5. Assisting during treatment visits, I should say that this number is higher. We had the patients coming in for 6 weeks at least one time per week, and so we expect that that number would be a bit higher. And then with follow-up visits, the average was 8. So that gives you an idea how much they actually were doing for the clinical trial over the course of the 3 trimesters that they were in there. We asked the students, so what do you think? How did this go? How satisfied are you with this? When we look at all of the responses compiled, we can see that almost 10% were very satisfied, almost 40% were satisfied, about 35% were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 20% were dissatisfied. We did not have anyone say they were very dissatisfied, so we were happy about that. If we break this down into kind of the lower trimesters, 8th and 9th versus 10th, what we see is that when they're in 8th and 9th, primarily they were neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. Oh, I'm so sorry. Or dissatisfied. But once we move to 10th trimester, the satisfaction levels go up. So this could be a couple of different things. Maybe it's just different cohorts, and the 10th tri cohort are happier and more satisfied, or perhaps as they spend time in the clinical trial, they get settled in, they feel more comfortable, they can see the benefits and are more satisfied with it. We asked a closed-ended question about benefits of participation and used statements that we heard students saying in the hallway. So these were all yes, no. When we asked them benefits of the participation, the majority of the students said it improved my understanding of clinical research and it developed my ability to complete a low back exam. These were exactly what we wanted to have happen. This is what we were hoping for the students to get out of participating in a clinical trial. We also had about a third of them say it increased their medical knowledge and it stimulated their interest in reading research as well as doing research. So we were really happy about this. We also asked an open-ended question. Oops. Sorry. Sorry about this. Some of the barriers to participation, the students said that the majority of the students that answered, yes, I did have a barrier, 28% said I did not have enough time during my shift for research. We heard this over and over and over. I'm very surprised that it was only 28% because it felt like every single student was saying this, but they actually weren't. We heard this a lot. I did not get paid. We think that this comes from, in the past, research assistants that were students did get paid. And so now we were having the interns help with the clinical trial during their shift, but they felt like they were doing extra work that previously research assistants who did get paid did. And so 20% said, or 22% said that they didn't get paid. 20% said that they didn't have enough training, which was very surprising because we're crazy about training. And also, we heard that they weren't interested in the topic or research participation, and even that their clinician wasn't that interested. Now, we did ask the clinicians at the beginning, do you want to do this? It was an opt-in. But of the 5 clinicians that we had involved, 1 got pregnant and went on maternity leave. 1 was diagnosed with cancer and went through chemo. That left the other 3 holding the bag and trying to pull this off. And we think that with all of the changes happening in the clinic and the increased burden, that it just started to get too much on the clinicians, and the interns heard about it. Some of the open-ended quotes about benefits, again, they reiterated how much they enjoyed doing the back exams and that they felt like they liked seeing different populations and different presentations, and that they got real good at doing quick exams, which they felt like they needed that. They also said they liked to learn from others, that they liked seeing their clinician adjust patients because that's not something that they frequently saw, and that they liked learning a little bit more about orthotics. Some of the open-ended quotes about barriers, this issue of timing of patients came up again, and they said things such as, you know, that there's scheduling issues and the patients are late, or the research department takes much longer than the patient, you know, with the patient than expected. It's kind of true to practice, though, that, you know, this happens. So, welcome to the real world, right? And they also felt that there was some unfairness, that there's some interns that did a lot more than other interns, and that they wanted to be the ones to adjust the patients. In their intern experience, they were the ones, you know, with their patients, but in a clinical trial, we did not want that. We wanted the experienced clinician to do the adjustments, and so they were not allowed to do that. So the limitations in this study, the response rate was fairly low. Out of the 147 survey monkeys that we had sent out, we had 35 respond for a response rate of 23.8%. The interns that did fill out the survey, perhaps they have a stronger opinion, positive or negative, than other students that participated as interns. And for this presentation, we didn't survey, and I'm not talking about the survey with the clinicians or the research staff, to really see the other point of view as to, was this something that was easy or not so easy? What were the benefits? You know, kind of the pros and cons for the research department as well as for the clinicians that were involved. So thank you. The questions are going to be held until the end.